Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Keep in mind, easily bamboozled Earth residents, the following podcast is not real, but it is really part of the Butt Puppy, the Earwolf Network. And it continues to be sponsored by a mystery sponsor who, if I can just go ahead and Cumberbatch this, is Cards Against Humanity. There's really no one else it can be, and frankly, we've gotten enough mileage out of this Prius of a ruse. They're asking listeners to send small physical objects to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois 60643. Care of Arne Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And they'll shove those objects through the dimensional rift. And now, slip into your favorite pretending robe and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arne Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is the spiel. A little over a year and a month and some change ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift that I fell through, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my buddies, my pals, my co-hosts.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great powers of Darkus. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenus
Mainsar.
And there may be other secret names. Oh, names of such potency. That if I were to turn them into a liquid form, they would coalesce until they became a crystal and grew into a great stalagmite and a stalactite, and then they came together into a single unit and filled a cave filled with magical crystals and wonder.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
I like your new hat.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Why did you decide to buy a new hat?
I found it.
Oh, you found that hat?
Yeah, I found this hat.
Very nice.
Thank you.
It's bright green.
Yeah.
It's shaped much like my hat.
Mm-hmm.
Why, well, all right.
Yeah, I'm wearing a big old green wizardy hat.
Hmm, weird.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you.
Hmm.
Hey, and also my other co-host.
Yeah, baby.
It's Chunt.
Bow down.
Oh, that's right.
King of the Badgies.
You are now, You have been named King of the Badgers.
That's nice. Right, I accepted. Mm-hmm.
How, what is the life like now as King of the Badgers?
Pretty similar, except
Kneel.
I wear this tiny crown.
Kneel.
We are a hat.
Kneel.
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 Show your fealty.
Oh, wait, I have to kneel?
Yes.
To you then?
Yes.
But I'm not a badger.
But I am King of the Badgers.
All right, this is going to take give
it
a
worked.
Second. Wait, hold on. No. So, are you, like, local? Is, like, a local chapter King of the Badgers? Are you, like, Hogsface King of the Badgers or all of Foon King of the Badgers?
I don't know. What did I say when I announced it?
I don't know. Can you remember?
I think it was just King of the Badgers.
Oh, okay.
So that implies, if you're a badger, I'm your king.
Wow.
Are you the King of Badgers on Earth?
I guess so. And also, don't forget, I named you both knights in my service.
That's right.
Of course. And I shall serve you as bravely as I serve that good King Albane Belroth of the Northeast.
And you know what? I'm just excited. Guys, we are all rocking some cool hats.
Tiny crown, green hat, blue hat.
Yes.
Hat night.
Hat night. Very much looks like Spintax's hat.
Yeah. I think this might be a leftover Spintax's hat.
Oh, he might have had an extra one that he dropped.
I have it. It doesn't do anything, as far as I can tell.
No.
Why don't you take it off and reach inside of it?
Yes, okay. Can you pull anything out of it?
Yeah. No, it's...
Whoa, it's a hair as yellow as gold.
A hair as yellow as...
H-A-R-E.
Oh, it's a hair as yellow as gold. This could be useful. I've been collecting a cow as white as milk. I've already forgotten.
You've already forgotten what
Sorry,
you needed
Chuck.
To collect.
What is four things, yeah.
A cow as white as milk. A hair as yellow as gold.
The cape as red as blood.
It doesn't matter. I'm dying soon.
That's true. A hair as yellow as gold.
Corn. A hair as yellow as corn.
Oh, boy.
Way off.
It was nice knowing you, Chunt.
Chunt, fear not. For though Arnie's plan has not worked, I have brought you this mystical geode.
Whoa.
Oh.
Let me see that.
If you sleep with this under your pillow for the next week...
I'm glad you said under your pillow.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes, under your pillow. If you have sex with this geode under your pillow Ooh. For the next week, I believe it shall cure your curse.
Wow. Well, I may not live to see tomorrow, but I will gladly join this fight.
You know, it doesn't matter that this hair, this rabbit, isn't the right color, because I already have hair as yellow as corn. I mean, I've already collected that.
Oh, when did you collect that?
I just, literally, it was the first thing I got. I mean, it's like the easiest thing on the list.
Oh, okay.
It's yellow hair.
Cool. Creepy.
Like, how hard is that to collect anywhere?
Yes, but how? That's the upsetting part.
I walked around Hogsface. I found the blondest person I could find.
Not helping.
And I asked if I could have some of their hair.
Yes, not creepy at all.
It weirded them out.
Yes, of course.
But you know what? They gave it to me. Mm. And they asked me to go. So I have a cape as red as blood, hair as yellow as corn. I am halfway to reversing the curse.
If you could just remember the other two things.
If I could remember the other two things.
Do you have any guests this week, Arnold?
We do. I'm very excited. We are joined by Jim. I might be saying this wrong. Jiminent Turleybirther, the confidential courier.
Hello.
Wow. What a roguish figure.
I sauntered over because, as you can see, I'm wearing a hat to conceal my identity.
Ah, welcome. It's hat night.
Yeah. Hat night.
Hat night.
Yes, hat night.
Hat night!
So, Jiminent, why? You're hiding your identity.
Yes, yes. Well, I am a confidential courier. Mm-hmm. My name is Jiminent Turleybirther. Perhaps you've heard of me. Or perhaps you've heard of me as what my friends call me, Jim Courier.
Jim Courier?
For short. Okay. Jiminent Turleybirther, the confidential courier, but my friends know me as Jim Courier. And of course, my fans are all known as birthers.
Oh!
Yes, of course. Yes. I have heard of you, and I've heard of your travails across all of Foon with your mysterious packages and letters.
I've seen you many times before, Usador, but I've always kept my distance.
Ooh. Smart.
What?
Smart.
What are you delivering? Is there something for one of us?
I couldn't possibly talk about that.
Oh, because it's...
Oh, it's confidential.
It's confidential. I mean, I am someone who, if there is a package that must be exchanged for great sums of money, treasures, antiquities... Something needed to save one's life, or perhaps you just want to bury something in McShingleshane Forest.
Sure.
I'm the person that you call.
Wow. So you're well-traveled throughout all of Foon, it sounds.
Very well-traveled. I've been known to go on many adventures.
Wow. And I'm sorry, we sort of blew past this. Your fans are called birthers?
Yes, Turleybirthers, but they go by birthers.
Yeah, gotta say that.
They're good people.
Good people!
These birthers are good people. They're very wise, intelligent, well read, good people.
Yeah, yes. I just gotta say, not the same on Earth.
Really?
What are birthers on Earth?
Birthers on Earth are people who just are searching for conspiracy theories where they do not exist.
Oh.
Well, I guess the theories exist, but.
Yay, but then they should come to Foon. Where all manner of evil is about us at all times, and the Dark Lord may strike from any corner, for yea, his agents be all around us, and I, even the good kingdom of the Northeast, is not ready for the evil that gathers itself in Shrike right now. What part do you play in this, Jim Courier?
I'm just a man who's currently holding a very secretive package.
Wow.
His hands are in his lap.
Wow, yeah.
Well, I could take them out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sure.
I just kept them there for warmth.
Thank you. I feel more comfortable now. Yeah,
it was a little odd.
Why do you keep your hands in your lap?
Oh, well, you know, just I forget where they are.
Mm. I'm casting a spell.
Again, if you have a package, if you have something secretive, something of great value that you need transported, that you cannot risk the safety of, then you give it to me. Jim Courier.
Wow. Jim, what is like, I know it's confidential,
mm-hmm.
but what is like, could you share like some of the past things that you've curried?
Ooh, boy. Sure, I could share some of those.
Favorite?
My favorite ones? Well, I did take the Blue Rock of the Sea.
Oh, sounds cool.
I took the Blue Rock of the Sea from Percy Tuggledurth.
Oh.
And I delivered to his wife's captor.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Who I then beheaded.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because that was just an incentive. That was kind of a bonus that he offered me. My wife back.
That's not a normal part of your delivery service.
No, but I've been...
That would be an awful end. It's like, hey, here's a package for you. Sign here.
Sign
I'm
here.
I'm going to cut your head off.
All right. Yes, read the fine print, always. This requires a beheading. No, but the birthers did love that. They loved the beheading. They loved those tales.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Boy, some other ones. The Scrolls of Runefine.
The Scrolls of Runefine. They've been missing for over 100 years.
Well, I knew where they were for a while, and they're missing again because I put them in another secretive place.
Oh.
Yes.
I must draw this information out from your mind. Here now, listen to me, Jim Courier. Become one with Usador's mind and tell me all of your inner thoughts.
He's using that voice he uses when he does magic.
Tell me your inner thoughts.
Are you asking?
Please, I'm asking very nicely.
Are you asking for another story about things that I...
Yes, please.
Wait, that wasn't you casting a spell?
Not at all.
Just persuasive voice?
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
That was polite and focused.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I once took, on behalf of a great duke in the West, who will remain nameless, the dimpled sphere of evil.
Ooh.
Yes. I took it and I placed it in a hole.
Uh-huh.
And then I covered up that hole with dirt and leaves, and I can't tell you where that hole is.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. The thing I always hated about the dimpled sphere of evil is, like, you just can't stay mad at it. Look at those dimples.
They're adorable.
So
it's
charming.
So cute.
So charming.
At any point in which you hold it, the dimples are always showing.
Yes, exactly.
But that's how its evil sneaks up on you.
Yes, yes, sure. Exactly.
I've said too much. My fans know all these things. If you're one of the birthers, then you know what Jim Courier's been through. But the more I divulge about my past, the more worried I become that I'll tell you about what I'm carrying right now, which I really cannot.
Oh, you should just tell us right now.
No, I really can't.
Are you worried that you would just, like, accidentally tell us?
Well, no, but we're in the Vermilion Minotaur, you know, and as I walked in, I saw a few suspicious elements, that dwarf in the corner, you know. Mm-hmm. Those three elves at the bar all peeking out from behind the same magazine.
Yes, very strange.
That hobbit girl that when I walked in, she put out one pinky and one thumb and kind of rocked her fist near her ear and mouthed the words, "Call me."
Wow.
That was suspicious.
What does that mean on Foon?
That's a symbol that people do when they want you to cast a mind connection spell.
Oh.
They're saying, "I'm connecting to your mind."
Unless you hold it out in front of you, and then it's about surfing.
Oh, wow. From Hawaii?
Yeah. How did you know?
I'm just guessing.
Huh. Bartender, another round of meads, please.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Of course,
please. Please, drink up, my friend. Drink up,
No, gentlemen, I came for the spiced potatoes. If a drop of mead would have passed these lips, well, I might divulge exactly what it is I'm carrying. And I mustn't do that. I can't do that.
Should I tempt you with a glass of Talenth wine?
I tell you, a drop of Talenth wine passes these lips, and I might be keen to divulge exactly what it is I'm carrying.
How about a rainbow bowl?
I tell you, a drop, just a sip from a rainbow bowl, and I might divulge exactly what it is I'm carrying.
How about a cup of spill the beans?
Spill the beans. I'm not familiar with this. What is that?
They're beans that are scattered in a light molasses.
Those alcoholic?
I tried.
No. But if there's something that will give me a buzz, that will get Jim Courier going, then I might be inclined to. Oh, look at this. Oh, nice waitress. Hello.
Yes, like a drink.
Glass of Talenth wine.
Yeah, you're amongst friends.
A nice pint of mead.
Yeah,
I shouldn't. Well, I'll take one sip just to loosen up on hat night, gentlemen?
Exactly.
Yeah, hat night.
It's a hat night.
All right, but I won't be telling you anything, I promise.
Oh, yay, and tell me all your secrets.
Wow, he is.
Jim Courier. He's Bertha.
Just yay, sucking it down.
Be mine. He's really
going to town on that drink.
I'm currently carrying the secret beads of Furlingshire.
Whoa! I don't even know what that is.
What is How is that even possible?
What is that?
What is the secret beads of fur?
All right. First off, Usador, who is this man in the foolish green hat?
This is Arnold of Earth.
It's Arnie. I'm not from this world. I'm new here, so I don't know of all the magical items that you have.
An Earth being?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. But I'm sure I can trust him. He won't even know what this is.
No. Yeah.
The secret beads of Furlingshire are two beads that, when used properly, can solve any dilemma, any quandary, any predicament, and offer you the solution to your problem.
Really?
But it is of extreme importance that you remember two things about the secret beads of Furlingshire.
Okay.
And that is, it is most important to unlock them in the precise way. Mm-hmm. And to transport them in the precise way. And sure. If you should not, then you run the risk of evaporating into a fine mist that is doomed to travel the fields of Foon, being inhaled and exhaled by all manner of beasts.
You aren't even like a ghost. You're not even that coalesced. You're just a mist that is part of the atmosphere with
it happens,
consciousness.
It happened to Stephen the King.
Stephen the King, he turned into the mist?
Yes,
he did. And some say that was perhaps because he failed at unlocking the secret beads of Furlingshire.
But beads of Furlingshire can solve any problem.
Wow.
Used properly.
We've got all kinds of problems.
Oh, we haven't even talked about the void in a while.
I know. We've got like 99 problems.
I mean, I'm dying. You have to... I mean, let's try and get him to let us use those beads.
Let's unlock those beads.
I'm worried about my relationship, and I must defeat the Dark Lord.
How many problems can the beads unlock? Is it like a one-problem thing?
There's a limitless amount of problems that the beads can unlock. Look, unless I have more mead or Tarith wine, which I really shouldn't do, I can't tell you anything more about the secret beads of Furlingshire.
Usador's buying?
This is dangerous.
Squeeze up a chance.
I'll tell you, this Tarith wine, Tarith wine before mead, you're in need of another round.
Yes, exactly.
That's the old saying.
That's a great saying.
Rhyming saying.
Full pint of mead before a nice glass of Tarith wine and... You know, you're feeling fine and dandy for another round.
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
I love how these expressions are not pithy. Like, they just kind of keep going past. It's like you get it, but then there's a couple more words.
What do you mean?
They go on a little.
Oh, tell me some pithy earthen saying.
Oh, this should be good.
Do you want a rhyming one or just any earth saying?
I can't imagine you remember a rhyme. But go ahead.
Red sky at night, sailor delight. Red sky at morning, sailor take warning.
What the hell does that mean?
It means that if there's a red sky in the morning, the weather will be bad. And if there's a red sky at night, fuck a sailor.
Now, why would there be a red sky at night? It's nighttime.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Does this happen on Earth?
It's just a saying.
I mean, we have
it's
sayings
a
like
saying that doesn't mean anything.
Like, there's certain snakes in Foon that are poisonous and some that aren't. They look very similar. So we have a saying of, like, when you see certain colors together, like, there's a saying of red and black, friend of Jack, the guy who handles snakes, so you're fine, right? Uh-huh. Red and yellow kills a fellow until he's dead, and then his family mourns him.
Oh. See, there you go. It goes on. It just keeps going a little bit past the rhyme, is what I'm saying.
You know, one of my favorite ones is pint of mead, glass of Tarith wine. Oops, I poured them both into a rainbow bowl, and now I'm at risk of telling you even more about the secret beads of Furlingshire, my fellows.
I think he's just telling us what he's doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the waitress is back. Hello.
Yeah, whatever he wants. Whatever he wants.
Yeah, anything.
I'll have a glass of Tarith wine.
I kind
of
want to turn around while he drinks it.
I'll have a pint of mead.
I don't know if I can watch that again.
And I'd like them both poured into a rainbow bowl with enough room. Thanks.
He really makes love to that cup when he drinks.
Really?
Here we are.
Oh, God. It's sort of like, I feel like it's the first time I've ever watched pornography, and I was like, I was not prepared to see these things.
Sometimes I wonder if this is what it's like to watch me.
Yes.
Pouty, pouty lips up to pretty, pretty liquid. Down goes the rainbow bowl, the pint of mead, the Tarith wine. I'm feeling fine and dandy.
Have a cup of spill the beans.
Don't mind if I do. Tried to trick me.
It's barely a liquid.
Ugh, disgusting.
Oh, there is a pithy saying. If You have a time-traveling charm that lets you go back a couple of days, and you know something bad has happened. They say, be kind, rewind.
Well, that's a good one.
Yes.
That's exactly the right number of words for that expression.
Yes, exactly.
Fair. That's great. Well, you know what? Let's get a couple more drinks. Let's take a quick break, and we'll get back. We'll talk a little bit more with Jiminy Cricket, and we'll be right back.
What did you call me? Jim Courier, you punts.
Oh, no.
So, Jiminy, are you doing all right?
I'm doing fine.
So, let's talk about these beads a little bit. The secret beads of, what was it again?
Secret beads of Furlingshire.
The secret beads of Furlingshire. Like, how do you...
Secret beads of Furlingshire.
Let me...
You said that there were, like, two things about them. Like, you had to be very careful.
I'll get to that. First, we must talk a little about the origin story of these secret beads.
Sure, yeah. This guy's origin story.
This guy's blasted.
Where did they come from? Where did they go? Where did they come from? I know.
That would rhyme.
Yeah.
Some say they were first found in the Halebairn Creek by Nist, the god... of the feeble people.
The feeble people?
Some say they were directly pulled out of a volcano by Lord Tugglemareth.
That's what I heard.
Then he turned into a cow, then turned into a wolf, then turned into an owl, then turned into a mouse, who became Rodan of Furlingshire.
My kind of guy.
I think he was showing off.
That's possible. Either way, whatever the legend states... The two most important things are knowing how to unlock and activate its powers and transporting it properly. Otherwise,
you will surely be turned into a fine mist.
Yeah.
He put his hand up to his mouth and then barfed between his fingers. That is not a pretty sight. He's eating it back up.
We may have overshot the amount of...
Can't let good talent wine go to waste.
Yeah.
Some new water for my courier friend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe another talent wine as I lost some of it between my fingers. All right, gentlemen, where were we on this precious hat night? All right.
Can we see the beads? They're probably under your hat.
You'll see the beads after another round of pints and glasses and bowls, my friend.
His hands are back in his...
Yeah, okay, sure. So
unlocking them.
Unlocking the beads.
Now it takes a very meticulous, comprehensive, particular mind to unlock these beads. You must be fastidious. You must approach them with exactly the right precision and technique, which is why for eons these have also been called anal beads. They're specifically anal about how you unlock their potential.
Oh, yeah.
This makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, harnessing the power of these anal beads.
Just two?
Just two.
Okay.
How many would you have?
I'm guessing more.
Yeah. What, would you be a man who took six anal beads to try and unlock the mysteries of the universe and solve all your problems with six anal beads?
I'm no expert, but six seems like too much. Two seems like too few.
I'm writing all of this down.
Most great travelers through Foon who have been lucky enough to access these anal beads have only needed two.
Okay.
Now, activating them.
Yeah.
First, transporting them. There's only one way to properly transport these beads.
I have a guess, but keep going.
Well, what is your guess, Arnie, with the green hat?
You have to... let him speak. Yes, go ahead, Arnold.
Well, here's my guess.
Yes.
Would it help if you had two buttholes?
What?
What are you talking about?
I mean, sure, it would help everyone if everyone had two buttholes. You wouldn't put so much strain on the one that you have.
That's what I've been saying.
One for innies, one for outies. That's what I've always said.
I don't understand that.
Well, let's make them both a swinging door.
I'll use them however I please.
Fair enough. Hello, waitress.
Oh, God.
How do you say, am I pounding it, right? Where were we? Yes. Transporting the beads. You were very close, actually. You transport them in your one butthole. You put them both in there, and they're secure. So now you can search through my bags. You can behead me. You can torture me. And, you know... I mean, unless you give me enough rainbow bowls, they're not just going to pop out.
Sure. You know how many? I mean? How many rainbow bowls before they just pop out?
That actually is something that I really don't want to find out tonight. Yeah. I think that's I'll reveal fair. All of this information, but I won't reveal that.
Okay.
It's upwards of 7 or 8, though.
Oh, okay. Good to know. You,
okay, then transport. Where am I at? Come on, Jim Courier. Okay.
He doesn't look so good, guys.
Activating them. You must do this properly, or you will absolutely evaporate into a fine mist, doomed to follow the rolling meadows of Foon. You put them in your mouth, and you speak what your quandary is.
That's it?
That's it, yes.
How would you do that wrong?
What's that?
How would you do that wrong and turn into mist?
Well, the next time you hit with mist, why don't you ask that fine mist what it
That's
did wrong?
That's true. I don't understand, like, what part of the process could you mess up and turn yourself into a mist?
Perhaps you just think they sit in your butt crack and not actually go inside. I suppose you could, try to wash them off before you put them in your mouth.
Oh, no. You cannot wash them off.
You'd be like, well, this is gross. I'm not going to put this in my mouth.
You might take them out and then think, like, oh, if I bury one, it might turn into an anal beadstock.
Are we getting close with any of these?
I told you what you need to know to unlock the potential of the secret beads of Hurlingshire.
So I put them in my mouth and I ask for what I want.
You speak your quandary. You put your predicament out in the world. You dictate your dilemma.
And if I do that wrong, other people are going to see air mist.
You'll turn into a fine mist and the beads will drop to the ground.
Oh, boy.
Why did you smile when you said see air mist?
I don't know. Earth people are loving it. Can we try to do this, Jiminy?
Oh, boy.
Look. Pop those beads out. Chunt will put them in his mouth. He'll save his own life.
I think Arnold's problems are the most pressing, personally.
They're not ass-to-mouth pressing.
You're trapped here away from your family that you love, that you did not mean to leave behind, that you love so dearly.
Yes.
Are you kidding? That is your problem?
That's my problem.
That is a noble and honorable problem. That is... I'm supposed to be 30 leagues away across several islands and bodies of water tomorrow with the secret beads of Hurlingshire, but...
Oh, yes. Where are you delivering them to, and to whom?
Now that I couldn't possibly say.
Another rainbow ball, please.
Just the scent of it will let me tell you. I'm delivering this to Princess Arathian.
Princess Arathian?
Ooh. Princess Arathian. Princess Arathian? Princess Elroba. Princess the Roba. She's the...
Oh, we broke him.
She fucks that big... that turtle with the spikes. She lives in that castle with the turtle with the spikes.
Before anyone says anything more, I just
want to... She's a princess with the castle with the spikes. She looks like a strawberry with a bunch of whipped cream and...
Nobody's seen her forever, though, because every time somebody goes to the castle, they're always like, well, that princess is in another castle.
She changes castles frequently.
I feel like nothing has really underlined my predicament here in Foon more than this moment. I'm a stranger in a strange land, so I don't know if he's spouting drunken gibberish or everything he's saying is literally accurate.
You'll find out when I put these beads in your mouth, Earth boy, and solve your problems. Or you'll turn into a fine mist if one of them pops out, or you try to wash them.
Do you want to lay down?
Absolutely.
His eyes rolled back in his head.
He purrs like a kitten when he's drunk. I love it.
Quick, Chun! Chun!
What? No, no, no.
Just pop a finger.
I'm a king.
You're king.
I am royalty.
Look, I'm just saying, you've got the smallest hands.
Why do we not want to hurt him?
What do you mean? No, we don't want to hurt him. Just kind of like a... Just pop it out.
Here, Arnold, let me shrink your hands.
No, come on.
Ooh, it worked. Such tiny hands. Look at those tiny hands.
Tiny hands. Guys.
Wait, first, before you do anything else, just use your tiny hand to tip your hat.
All right. This hat is so heavy.
Adorable.
Idiot.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, fine. Look, if I can save Chunt's life, if I can help Yusidar on his quest for the Dark Lord, and if I can get home to see my family, my wife, and my daughter, and solve any other number of problems that we might have that we've forgotten about, the Void, I don't know. This has been a lot of episodes. I've forgotten some of our problems. I'm going to use my tiny hands to try to get these beads out of this birther butthole. Okay. Careful. Okay.
Do you have rock bottom on Earth?
This is... Yes. Can guys, I know my hand is like halfway in his pants. Is this wrong?
Absolutely
wrong, right?
Go.
I mean, this
go.
Is
go 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 go.
Okay, all right.
Go.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
You're down the front of his pants. What are you doing?
No, I'm just going over. Wait. Oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. All right. All right. I'll try another approach. Guys, I don't feel anything in here.
I just realized before you said that, this might have just been a ploy. Oh,
one of God. His eyes is half open.
Hey! Hey! God damn it! God damn it!
The secret beads of Furling Shire haven't been seen in 1,500 years.
Damn
at
it!
Least.
God damn it!
Thanks for
that's what I thought.
The memories that's... and the talent wine. And, mead and the rainbow bowls. And
this guy's just a little pervert.
Suckers born every hat night, fools.
He's just a pervert in a hat.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
What a missed opportunity.
So, now, let's really get to know each other.
Oh, fucking hell. Geminant, I feel betrayed, but to be fair...
I had a lovely time.
I was the one that put my... I put my hands where they were not supposed to go.
Your
so.
Tiny, tiny hands.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of things right now, and betrayal's none of them.
Yeah.
He baggled your fingers.
You got baggled. You fool, you got baggled, you pants.
The,
Is that what that means?
John, have you got any emails this week?
I have, yeah. Here's an email. This is from Eliza. She says, "Hi, Chunt, Isidore, and Arnie. I'm writing you guys for two reasons. First, I absolutely love your podcast. I listened to all the episodes in 5 days, and it almost killed me, but I laugh nonstop. You guys are amazing. The second is, I was wondering if you, Chunt, would like to go to prom with me." Prom?
Prom. It's like a dance. It's like a celebratory dance.
Oh. I already have a date. That seems weird. But I'm sure he would love to have you as a date, too. Ooh, okay. Plus, how cool would it be to bring a talking shapeshifter to prom? It's on April 30th. If you want to come, I can email more details to your end and pass it through the portal. Isidore and Arnie are welcome, too, though Arnie would probably want to see his wife and daughter. Anyways, thanks for being awesome and hilarious.
You know, it's hard to keep track of Earth time here, but I think that's probably already passed.
Then no. Thanks, Eliza, but no.
Let's see here.
What are they celebrating?
School. Just, you know, just getting older.
Ugh.
Getting closer to being adults and
pass.
Experimenting with adult things.
Oh, well.
And then there's usually a theme. It's like a dance party with a theme, like Under the Sea or...
Or Be Kind,
Under the
Rewind.
Sea?
Or Be Kind, Rewind.
Hey, Arnie, you should go. You just experimented with adult things.
So, boom, in your face.
Sure. Fair enough. All right.
You pants. You got baggled.
I did get baggled. God, I got baggled. Hey, if you want to email me, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Here's an email I got from Chloe. The subject line is Wizard of the 12th Realm of Feces. And the,
how dare you?
And the email says, "Just a thought. Absolutely love the podcast, Chloe." So, you know what? I think I'm going to try that out. Like, the gas my anus thing has been going all right, but I'll try. Next week, I'll try Wizard of the 12th Realm of Feces.
What have you just tried listening reverently? What have you just... What have
no
you,
one here can keep it together.
What if... Look, don't tell me
you know,
when
Usador,
I've had too much.
We've been talking a lot about how much Geminit's been drinking. Usador's been going, like, glass for glass.
He's baggling himself.
You know what? I noticed something in terms of the emails I'm getting. I noticed a lot of people on Earth are named Jared. Like, I got an email from a guy named Jared in the Mill, and I got an email from a guy named Jared Dirtyhead. I feel like everyone on Earth is named Jared.
Jared is not, there's not that many Jareds on Earth, I don't think.
Okay.
What about,
I'll take your word.
What about Billy Yum Yum 2x2?
That's everybody. That's like most of the names.
Mm.
Here, let me quick read one more email. Hi, gang. Thanks for keeping us Earth folks updated on the goings-on of Foon. On a recent episode, you asked for people to suggest puzzles and riddles, so I thought I'd send in a classic Earth logic puzzle and see how you all would answer. Here goes. You and three friends, Chunt, Arnie, and a memory gremlin, are trying to cross a river using a ferry. However, the ferry can
ooh,
only...
Ooh, can the ferry fly?
No, it's like a boat. However, the ferry can only carry you and one other person at a time. What's more, you can't leave Chunt alone with Arnie, or they'll start arguing. You also can't leave Arnie alone with a memory gremlin, or he'll try... Anyway. etc. This goes on for quite a while, actually. What do you do? Excited to hear your answers. I'm sure the mind of a great wizard like Usador will make short work of this one. Richard, go.
I have an answer.
Yep.
Okay, so mine would be to kill Arnie, put him face down in the water, put the memory gremlin on my back, and float across on Arnie's dead body. Usador,
you have
yours?
A boat. You don't...
Sink it. I'll just sink it.
Usador, what's your answer?
A man.
A man.
I've got an answer for you, Arnie.
What's that?
You can find the two secret beads of Furlingshire inside me and put that quandary into it. And get across that body of water.
Let's get a room for our friend. I think he'll be spending the night.
Oh, I almost forgot one last thing. Speaking of poking objects through holes, someone has been poking objects through the small dimensional rift behind the Burger King. And I've sort of found them laying behind the tavern. And someone sent us a package to... Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, spelled very wrong, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. My hands are a little too small to open this. Chunt, would you open this package?
Yeah, baby. Let's see what we got here. Oh, there's a card in here. It says, "Hello, boys. Longtime listener, first-time transdimensional mailer. I went to the Burger King, and he gave me these tokens of his esteem. Arnie can show you how to put them on, I'm sure. They kind of remind me of Tanakin, don't they? Given previous deliveries. Anyway, enjoy as long as you get them. Love and Earth stuff, Liz H." And it looks like these are some sort of crowns, and there's little birds on them.
They're little cardboard crowns.
I love birds.
Wow, now I can have two crowns.
I think they're crowns from...
These birds look mad.
They're little cardboard crowns you get at the Burger King, but they have angry birds on them for some reason.
Nah, they look more mad than angry.
Is this what birds look like on your world?
No, not even close.
Yeah, there's a little pig here, just like Tanakin.
This is the perfect time to get this on Hat Night.
Yeah, double crown.
Yay, on Hat Night.
Hat Night.
Oh, new hats on. Who are you fellows with your new crowns? Say, I'm a confidential courier, and I've got a secret.
He already worked us.
What?
You're gonna have to go to another table and start over.
My fault, gentlemen. At night.
This guy knows what he wants.
Wasn't it fun listening to all those human beings make up all those things that aren't happening? All I know is I'm at the end of my quest because I've already got a man as bland as mud, a wizard as loud as God, a badger as bored as me, a plot as thin as Callista Flockhart circa 1994. Oh, I said it. Usador was played by Matt Young, like a man with a personal vendetta against quiet. Chunt, or as I call him, Arguey, was played by Adil Rafai. Jiminent Turleybirther, the confident courier, was played by special guest Tim Baltz. Be sure to check out Tim on Bajillion Dollar Properties on CISO, which is now available on Roku, Chromecast, Amazon Prime, and any number of other places. Just Google CISO or something. You can do it. Craig, bring us home. My Boba Fett Glorfindel fanfiction won't write itself.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Extra sound design by Jason Knox. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to Earwolf and the Chicago Podcast Co-op. If you need more chunt in your life, why not listen to Adil Rafai's new podcast, Siblings Pecular, available on iTunes and other podcast places right now. It's Siblings... It's spelled like peculiar. If you're looking, Siblings Peculiar. It's pronounced peculiar. Just listen, you'll get the... It's the whole thing. Just listen to the show. Also, Magic Tavern will be doing two shows at the Chicago Improv Festival. First, on Friday, May 6th, the cast will be interviewed about their process, if you can call this a process, as part of Improv Nerd. Then, on Saturday, May 7th, they'll be doing a special live show that will not be recorded. So, if you want to hear it, get your tickets now. More info at chicagoimprovfestival.org. We're also maybe going to do some live shows in Chicago in like July and August, so keep your eyes on the Magic Tavern Facebook page is the best way to get that information.
What do you think of this? Here, said Glorfindel, let's get you out of that rocket pack and into some flowing satins. Be honest.
I just feel like I don't know enough about... No, it's good. I like it.